the Lord for the good songs of Zion that we've been able to hear tonight and to be a blessing to our heart and our life. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of 1 Kings. Let me get this thing turned on here a minute. Let's take you. 1 Kings is where we'll be looking at in chapter number 21. Chapter number 21. If you find the place you're able to stand, we'll look there beginning with about verse number 25. All right? 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 25. We'll take up reading there. Now there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. Sound like a cute couple, don't it? I wonder if he ever called her Jezzy. I wonder if he ever came in, hey, Jezzy, where you at? What are you doing here? What a wicked bunch this is. How'd you like that reputation? Hey, they're number one in blaspheming God, going against the Lord. And he says, and he did very abominable in following idols, according to all the things that did the Amorites, of whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass that whenever Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes, put sackcloth upon his flesh, fasted and lay in sackcloth, and he went softly. And the word of the Lord came unto Elijah the Tishbite, saying, see thou how that Ahab humbleth himself before me, because that he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. How we thank you, Lord, that certainly that thou art God from everlasting to everlasting. Beside thee, there's none else. Now, bless these that have gathered here tonight. Right every wrong in every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while on this subject here. It's an old sermon way back when. But I want to preach on the title that an outward change, but inwardly the same. Now here's a man right here that had a wicked heart. In fact, is God tells you that he did more to sell himself. He was in it for the business, buddy. He sold himself to do all the wickedness he possibly could in the sight of the Lord. And let me say to you that when you begin to look into it, is that you'll find their crowd's not the same as our crowd. His conduct's not the same as ours ought to be. I got to tell you right now is, you talk about a person of corruption, but him and his old wife Jezebel, certainly they were. In fact, is these are the kind of people that not only were they fools, but they loved to run with fools as well. There's a couple of three passages that we ought to look at just to be able in Proverbs, in chapter number one of them, chapter number 13 in the book of Proverbs. And in that passage over there, the Bible said that you and I, we're mentioning it all the time, you ought to be careful about who you're running with. In chapter number 13 and about verse number 20, in the passage there, book of Proverbs, here's what he says, he that walketh with the wise men shall be wise. Hey, you want to be wise? You know anybody that is? Anybody that's walking with God, serving God, being obedient to the word of the Lord. That's a wise man. But the Bible said, he that walketh with the wise men, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You want to go downhill in a hurry? Buddy up with some of these foolish people in the world that we're living in. One of the reasons why that we know that old Ahab was such a foolish man, he was an idolatrous man. And you'll find out that he wanted to worship Baal and Baalites and this-ism and that-ism. Let me tell you right now, he didn't care. To the highest bidder, that's the kind of man that he was. In the lesson that you're looking at, a companion of fools. Look in Proverbs chapter 28, about verse 7. There's a passage over there we ought to look at. Proverbs chapter number 28. And it's in about verse number 7. And the passage said, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you something right now. Is there anybody in this building that knows out of all your years of expertise, anybody in this building ever had anybody stand up in church and say, well, I just wanted to say that my daughter tonight, I just love her, and she's the sweetest thing. She's got syphilis and two or three other venereal diseases and all that business there. She's pregnant out of wedlock, hooked on dope, drinking liquor, and she may be so drunk she don't even know she's here tonight. Or what about a young man, huh? Oh, man, I'm proud of my young man. Yes, sirree. I mean, when he's sober. I got to say to you that, if you will, then nobody likes that kind of lifestyle. That shameth your folks and shameth your people. I heard an old preacher years ago, and somebody giving a testimony on the behalf of someone, and they said, why is it you won't go here or there, do this or that? Are you afraid what your parents are going to do to you? And he said, no, I'm afraid that what I do might be bad on them. See? I'm not worried about what it'll do to me. I'm worried about what it'd do to them. That's a good practice. See? And in this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out that that's the reason why over in Psalm chapter number 119, if I remember right, let me look at it and see if that's it. Chapter 119, verse 63. Here's what he said. I am a companion of all them that fear thee. There's some good running mates. You know somebody that you want to yoke up with? Yoke up with somebody that fears God and the Bible. And of them that keep thy precepts. I want to say to you, the earth, O Lord, is full of mercy, and teach me thy statutes. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, Ahab was not such a man. He had the wrong kind of friends, the wrong kind of companions. You know, sin had affected his mind. You know what ends up happening? Sin will mess your heart up. Sin will make you not be able to know how to feel or be able to judge rightly in the sight of God. What ends up happening is that sin will mess you up in your heart. It messed him up in his head. He didn't think right. I got to tell you right up front, I've seen a lot of people that were looking both ways for yesterday, and you could just tell they couldn't zero in on what you were trying to say because their head was messed up. And then not only that, you're going to find out is that it'll do something to cause your mind and cause your eyes and cause your head and cause your house. It'll get to where that finally you're vexed by war and vexed by a wife or a husband, vexed by the wrong companions that'll be in life. And I got to tell you, and I say this all the time, it's not hard in the day and hour that we're living in. I've been doing this now, well, a long time. 49 years coming up around the corner. But let me just tell you right up front, it's not hard to be able to find a couple and have a pretty good man in the bunch. Yeah. Or it's not hard to find a couple that's got a good woman. It's easier to find them. But it's hard to find one that's compatible and both of them together and that are walking the same direction. In fact, is it whenever you begin to, generally, here's the way it is, and I don't mean it's ugly against, but if you find a couple and he's a good man, she'll be crazy. If she's a good woman, like most of the time that it is, he's a nut. See? I'm not even thinking about nobody here, I mean, whatsoever, you know. So just kind of relax a little bit. I mean, if God ain't already bothering you about something, don't let me bother you about it. Here's old Ahab, buddy, yokes up with old Jezebel. And boy, let me tell you right now, you talk about a godless, wicked witch, but she is. In fact, is you remember that whenever he wanted Naboth's vineyard? Of course, you know, he tried to bargain. And, I'm going to give you a better vineyard than the one you've got. I'll trade you out of it. Naboth didn't want to do it. I got it. It's an inheritance from my father. I can't get rid of that. And boy, oh, Ahab pouted and went and laid down on his bed. Remember that? Jezebel comes in, pouting, you poor baby-like person. I'll get that. Mama will get that. In fact, if I have to, I'll get you. But anyhow, remember that? And she brought false witnesses in. They set up liars, testified against old Naboth, finally killed him. And they might have gotten by without it, but the Bible said that obviously God was watching and listening. And boy, he sent Elijah, that prophet, and said, where the dog has licked the blood of Naboth, he's going to lick your blood. Now, as a result of that, you're going to find that here's a man that he didn't want to hear what God said. He had sold out to the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's what our text verse in verse 25, he sold himself to work wickedness. He did very abominable things and was idolatrous and so forth and on. But it came to pass that whenever Elijah, and no doubt he had the touch of God on him, and no doubt that it shook Ahab up enough to where that he wanted to somehow or another change his garments. Didn't want to change his heart, but he wanted to change his garments. And let me tell you something right now is that he began to walk softly. to where people could see it. And God said, all right, since he's walking softly, I'll not bring this in his day, but in his son's day. Now I want you to watch what you're looking at and seeing, is that you're going to find out, is that here's a man by the name of Elijah that was a man of God. He was a prophet of God. And he didn't seek to please men, buddy. That book over in Galatians said, if I seek to please men, I'd be not the servant of Christ. But he was a man that wanted to be able to please the Lord. You know, there are people over there in Amos, he said, quote, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. I can tell you right now, folks don't want you to be able to look right, walk right, talk right, spit wine, and shame them for not doing the opposite. In the lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, is that people don't mind doing something for a season, but they're not in it for the long haul. Now I want you to watch this here, and I want you to see that a man by the name of A.W. Pink years ago made a statement. Here's what he said. Unless your preaching stirs up strife, brings down persecution and contumacy upon you, others round about you, there's something seriously lacking in it. And that word there means stubborn rebellion. Refusal, not going to receive what God said. Elijah had a message, buddy, that no doubt impressed Ahab, and it made him change his garments. Would to God he had changed his ways, but he changed his garments. And as a result of that, he rent his clothes, but he didn't rent his heart. He wasn't sorry for what he had done, how he sinned against the Lord. Now, as a result of that, he's worried about the danger of God bringing judgment upon him. Now, let me say to you, there are those in the Bible, it's not hard to find them, even in the days when Jesus Christ walked the face of this earth. Over there in the book of Mark, chapter 6, and about verse number 20, you'll find out that Herod, he walked a little soft whenever John the Baptist was preaching to him. But it didn't last very long. The Pharisees and people like them. Let me say to you, as soon as people who were sick beseech God, when their health returns, they're done with it. See? And I got to tell you right now, is I've been doing this a long time. Make no mistake about it. It's not hard to find a few people up and down the road of life that'll be sympathetic with you every now and again. But it's going to be hard to find somebody that's in it for the long haul with you. See? And by the way, you know, as a result of that, you're just going to find out is that it's good for you and I to be able to be real with God and real from the inside and out. And let me tell you something, is that we're talking about a condition on the inside that's eternal. Make no mistake about it, I don't want to be something that's artificial, superficial. I don't want to be something that's, humiliation just because it might suit me or benefit me. Let me tell you, all of that business there cannot change your heart. And if there's ever a time we needed a heart change in this country, and I'm not talking about here we are, I'm not talking about you, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm talking about in this world that we're living in. And do you realize, though, that most of them are Baptistic-minded? I was listening to a couple of good things, you know, that the First Baptist Church preacher had to say and all of that. And then before it was done, he had his book, new book. You might want to send after my new book that I've just written and all that. I didn't send after it, but if you do send after it and you read it up and you find anything that's all interested in it, Ahab needed something more than a new religious book. And boy, let me tell you something. He was walking softly with God. God saw it. God held back that judgment off of his house and his family until at least he's going to leave the scene. I want to tell you something about old Ahab where he went wrong. First of all, he went wrong in his marriage. He was married to a woman that was an idolatrous woman. She was a woman that absolutely had no regard for God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent. She was a wicked woman. Murderous, godless, wicked. And as a result of that, you're going to find out that Ahab, he went wrong going after her. I'll tell you something else. He was wrong in the fact that he failed to remember the work of God and the word of the Lord and the drought that God had brought because of his sin upon the face of the earth. Now, we'll not take a long time here tonight, but here's what I want you to notice, is that over there in the book of 1 Kings in chapter 21 and about verse number 19, there's a passage there that we ought to be looking at. He said, and thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast killed and also taken possession. He's asking a question to Ahab. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, that in the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall the dogs lick thy blood, even thine. Well, that came to pass. And by the time you get over to 1 Kings in chapter number 22 and about verse number 38, here's the fulfillment of it. Then the Bible said that, if you will, that he's bringing evil against the house of Ahab. But I want you to look in 1 Kings and chapter number 21 and about verse number 23. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. He hadn't forgot about her. I want you to look in 2 Kings in chapter number 9. In 2 Kings in chapter number 9 and about verse number 30, over there in that chapter. Let's just take up reading with that. And when Jehu came unto Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. She painted her face. I bet she is an ugly heifer without that paint. And she tried her head, and she looked out the window. Now, obviously, this is more than a one-story building. It's got a few stories, obviously, in it. But anyhow, she looked out the window, and as Jehu entered into the gate, he said, had Zimri peace who slew his master? And he lifted up his face to the window, and he said, who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him three eunuchs. And he said, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood sprinkled upon the wall and upon the horses. You talk about made a lick when she burst open and this and that. And he trod her underfoot. And when he was coming to the come in, he did eat and drink. Now watch this here. He drives up to a house that's got more than one story. He looks up there and says, anybody up there that can help me for here a minute? There's a couple of eunuchs, two or three. And here we are. Jezebel up there? Well, chunk her down here. And they did. Blood splattered upon the horses. And let me tell you right now is that he decided, you know what? All this killing's making me hungry. See, that's what's wrong in the day we live in. We're too soft when it comes. See what I'm talking about? Now, you and I can't do stuff like that. We're not going to, and I'm not suggesting that whatsoever. What I am saying to you, this right here was the judgment of God and the pronouncement of God. Where the dogs have licked Naboth's blood, they're going to lick your blood, Ahab, and they're going to lick your wife's blood. Now, I want you to notice this. Verse number 34. And when he was come in, he did eat and he drank. He said, go see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she's the king's daughter. And they went in to bury her, but found no more of her than her skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. And you talk about, man, them dogs made short work of that. And wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, this is the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Elijah, the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall the dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field, and the portion of Jezebel, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. Now, I'm going to tell you something, is that she was all messed up. And let me tell you right now, you talk about a sorry-looking sight. She always was, but now... now she's had the fulfillment of the word of the Lord. All right, back over there, if I can find it again. It's in 1 Kings in chapter 21. Wasn't that where it was? In 1 Kings in chapter number 21. And look up there, that if you will, please. Because we were reading a while ago something about that. It might be in chapter number 21. And let's see here. In verse number 29, no, chapter 21, verse 23. Let's look at that. All right, chapter 21, verse 23 in the book of 1 Kings. And the Bible said there, and of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. I mean, he had already told him what was going to happen. And let me tell you right now is that those dogs, they had a meal. And no doubt about it, that you'll find that the fulfillment of the word of the Lord, I can promise you right now, you can walk softly all you want to with God. It'd be just a lot better to get it straightened out and be walking in fellowship with God. But Jezebel and Ahab didn't want that. They didn't want that. And what a sorry way to die. What a sorry way to die. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us while we was yet unlovable. Brother Dales, he preaches Wednesday night on these that are gathered together. May you give us ears to hear and hearts that will be receptive. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done and all you've bestowed upon us. Give us a good week, we pray thee. Heal these that are sick. And Lord, restore their health and strength and energy. And we'll say thank you for loving us in Jesus' name.